那我要谢谢牧师能够邀请我在今年头一个礼拜能够分享神的话，这是我的尊荣。
Well, thank Reverend Lin for inviting me to speak in this second Sunday of the year.
那当然也要谢谢弟兄姐妹在祷告中在各方面支持我们的事工。
Especially want to thank brother and sister for praying for Reverend Liu and his ministry.
感谢神，我们在家庭、在侍奉、在各方面也蛮蒙恩的。
Praise the Lord, they have been blessed in their family and in their ministry.
那我自己也很感恩，那这健康方面也是很好。
Reverend Liu is also very grateful that he is in good health.
那自从去年三月做了开心手术之后，我到现在都非常开心。
He had an open heart surgery in March of 2011, and he's been very happy since.
那在健康各方面，比我还没有动手术前，我想最少好了25%这样。
His health now is better than right before the surgery by about 25%.
你不相信，你看看我的脸，你就看得出来。
You can look at him, his disposition, you can tell.
Yeah, 感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我在想，就是说，趁着今天是新的一年，还有加上有执事的就职礼，我想用神的话来彼此勉励。
As we're starting a new year and we had deacon installation today, Reverend Lee want to use God's word to encourage us.
我想弟兄姐妹常常会心里焦急说，哎呀，我们希望有更多的人到我们教会来。
I think brother and sister, we all sometimes will be anxious to want to see more people to come to our church.
或者你做父母的，哎呀，我希望生很多的儿女。
Or parents would like to have more kids.
要很多的孙子
more grandkids.
感谢神啊，牧师现在有一个了。
We want to praise the Lord that now Reverend Lin has one grandson.
我想当年摩西看到以色列人不断成长的时候，他心中也是蛮感恩的。
I think when Moses was seeing the Israelites, how they grew in the Lord, he must be also very grateful.
那神的子民越来越多，越来越兴盛。
And God's people was prosperous, was increased in numbers.
这是神的恩典。
This is indeed God's grace.
在《申命记》第一章，如果你有圣经，你打开《申命记》第一章第十一节。
Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 11.
摩西说：“惟愿耶和华你们的列祖的神使你们比如今更多千倍，照他所应许。”你们的话赐福于你们。
Moses said, May the Lord, the God of your fathers, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised.
其实以色列人已经很多了，但是在摩西的心中，你们越来越多越好。
At that time, there are already a great number of Israelites, but Moses thinks that the more the better.
那多其实也有问题的。
But when you have so many people, the problem will arise.
然后第十二节说，但你们的麻烦和管理你们的重任，并你们的争讼，我独自一人怎能担当得起呢？
Verse 12, But how can I bear your problem and your burdens and your disputes all by myself?
人多越多就表示问题越多。
The more people, the more the problem.
一个人信主其实常常就是把他所有的问题带到教会来。
When a person accepts the Lord, often he brings all his problems into the church.
所以我做牧师很怕人多的，跟你讲。
As a pastor, sometimes you're afraid of so many people.
你们多来一个，我的头发就少一根。
The more people come, sometimes you lose more hair.
那么在这里呢，举到三种的问题，在人群里都是很容易产生的。第一个十二节说，就是麻烦。
And here listed three different types of issues, problems.
这个中文字这个麻烦呢，还不是很强烈的把它的意思说明出来。这里麻烦不是我们中文说，哎呀， 麻烦要送你借来借去，这种麻烦不是指这一种，而是说因为我们人的软弱，我们的犯罪带给一些很多的问题，这些叫做麻烦。
This problem is not just troublesome, but it's because of sin that brought in many issues.
我们人都不完全
了。None of us are perfect.
两个不完全的人在一起就更不完全了。
Two imperfect people together is even more imperfect.
100-200个人集在一个教会里头，你想那个不完全是很多的。
100-200 people together, then we have a lot of imperfections.
第二个，摩西觉得对他压力重的是从领袖的角度来说，管理的事务态度。
Secondly, it's talking about the issues management and the burden.
人多了，你就是很多事情要做。
More people, the more things you need to do.
还要煮饭给他们吃。
You need to cook for them.
有些人吃了又不高兴。
After they ate, they don't be happy.
有些又吃肉，有些说没肉，有些要菜又说没菜。
Some like to eat more meat, some like to eat more vegetables.
所以这个教会的事工自然因为人多就更多了。
So as a church, more people are the more ministry.
所以我们就选七个执事。
So here they initially, they have 7 deacons.
就选了很多执事来照顾这些事情。
We have deacons to help take care of these issues.
弟兄姐妹也做很多事务。
And brother and sister, they all chipped in to help.
这个也不麻烦，其实我们都很乐意去侍奉的。
I think many of us actually are willing and happy to serve.
但是第三个呢，就比较严重一点，就是人与人之间的冲突跟斗争。还有跟一种你告来告去这样的事情。
The third category is more difficult. It's a dispute, a conflict between people.
这很明显就是说，凡是有人的地方，这三种事情都会明显的存在。
So wherever there are people, there will be these three different categories of issues: the problems, the burdens, and disputes.
摩西觉得我做神的仆人，有时候这些东西是难以承担的。
And this is what's a problem for Moses.
但是十三节很重要，他说你们要按照各支派选有智慧、有见识为众人所认识的，我立他们为你们的首领。
Verse 13 is very important. It says, "Choose some wise, understanding, and respected men from each of your tribes, and I will set them over you."
上面的三个问题。但是十三节就想到选一些人具有三种的特点来应付上面三个问题。
In response to the issues listed in verse 12, pick people with three different characteristics to respond to those problems.
就是第一，他要有智慧；第二，要有见识；第三，为众人所认识的。
These people should have the three characteristics: wise, understanding, and respected.
所以我今天讲的题目叫做智慧的领导，就是这个意思。
So today our message is on leading wisely.
我想如果没有智慧的话，真的我们没有办法把事情做好，把人带领好。
Without wisdom, we cannot accomplish anything. We cannot lead other people.
所以为什么在圣经里头我们看见那些属灵的领袖，他们有一个很大的特点，就是都是有智慧的人。
So, as we see many of the spiritual leaders in the Bible, they're indeed very wise.
使徒行传第六章讲到早期教会选七个执事的时候，他说要选出七个好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
In Acts chapter 6, verse 3,we're talking about selecting deacons, so that among you who are known to be full of the Spirit and wisdom, we will turn this responsibility over to them.
这些人都有好的名声，而且在属灵方面很成熟，但是他们还有一个要有充满智慧。
They have good reputation, they're filled by the Holy Spirit, but also they're very wise.
好，我们谈谈就是什么叫做充满智慧。有智慧的人呢？
But what is a person who is full of the wisdom?
摩西在第一个就是我今天要讲的，就是说要懂得辨别真假。
The first thing this person needs to be able to discern.
要知道是黑是黑，白是白。
To know what is truth and what is false, what is white and what is black.
就是要了解真相，这一个是不单是领袖的特点，也是所有弟兄姐妹应该有的特点。
It's not just a characteristic for a leader, but truly for all brothers and sisters to be able to discern.
在箴言书，常常你会看到一个名词叫做聪明人，记得箴言书聪明人。
In Proverbs, 聪明人。There's this particular phrase that the discerning.
其实聪明人在希伯来文里头就是说，这个人不是说他的 IQ 很高，而是说他有辨别的能力，这个叫聪明人。
In the original Hebrew, it doesn't mean that this person has very high IQ, but means that this person can truly discern what is right and what is wrong.
那这个能够辨别，这一个是一个很重要的一个特点，对于我们做基督徒来讲。
As a Christian, this is a very, very important characteristic.
今天啊，真真假假的事情很多。
In this world, there are many things that could be seemingly truth, but maybe false.
有些东西是真的，有些东西是假的。
Some are truth and some are false.
有些话是真话，有些话是假话。
Some words are truth and some words are false.
有些人看起来是真的，但是内心是假的。
Some people they may seem to be very truthful, but they're not.
有些货是名牌的，其实是假货来的。
Some merchandise you bought may be a brand name, and some may be false.
我不是爱买名牌的一个牧师。
Reverend Liu does not like to buy brand name products.
所以你在我身上找名牌不容易。
So you can't really find any brand name product on him.
但是我身上有支笔是名牌的。
But he has one pen that's a very brand name pen.
这个 Montblanc。这一支笔你知道多少钱？
You know how much is this pen?
美金200。
$200.
你看，是镀金的。
It's gold on it.
还有这个不是漆来的，这是一种特别的树的纸做的，这个是不会脱的。
It's painted with a special paint that would not fall off.
所以当我把这个笔插在这里的时候，我走路都是这样。
You put the pen in your pocket, you walk with more dignity.
讲道也特别有能力。
You have more power in your speech, in your sermon.
所以是我在 LA 这个安检的时候，安检了，要离开这个机场安检。
One time when he was leaving LA, going through the security check in the airport.
只要东西拿下来，然后安检。那我有一个年轻的黑人，大概25岁这样，那个是 TSA 那个检查的，然后他就扫描我。
So he took off his jacket, and this TSA agent was checking over him.
然后扫到这里的时候，他滴滴滴滴有声音，我知道是我的笔造成，我就这样拿出来。
So he was checking the metal detector went off, and he realized it was his pen.
我这样一拿出来，哇，这个小伙子眼睛就亮着。就是 Montblanc， 但是货，但是货。
Took it out, and the TSA agent said, "Oh, that's a Montblanc pen."
Yeah, 我也很高兴他认得出来。
I was glad that he recognized the pen.
然后他忽然问我一个问题，他说 "Can I have it?"
哇 ！The agent said, "Can I have it?" 我可不可以？
从来没有一个 TSA 跟我讨东西。我看他那么可爱，那么高兴，我说。You would like it, take it.
I've never had any TSA agent ask for it. And he said, Reverend Liu thought he was so happy. So if you want it, you can take it.
Because
according to Jesus' teaching, whatever you have, you can share.
So he took the pen, I'm happy. I'm happy. He didn't check it.
So he took the pen, and he was very happy. He didn't check Reverend Liu anymore, and everyone was happy.
I just didn't tell him that one of them was in Beijing, the 虹桥市场, RMB, using 8元人民币买的.
But the one he gave actually was a fake product he bought in China. China for 8 RMB.
那个是我用来讲道用的那个道具来的。
That was a fake product that he used as a prop during his sermon.
如果你要，我也送你一支也可以。
If you want, I can also give you another one.
不过这个真不能送，是
真的。This one is a real one.
这个是我一个朋友送给我的。
This is a gift from someone. I cannot give it away.
我常常插在这里，你没有注意到吗？
Have you noticed? I always put it in my pocket.
有时候世界上很多真真假假的事情，如果我们没有智慧的话，我们真的看不出来。
So many things in this world, some are true and some are fake.
So 一个有智慧的人真的要懂得明辨，不要这个箴言说，愚蒙人是话都信，什么话都信。
So a wise person need to be able to discern. The proverb says, "Fool, believe in everything."
我自己在这么多年的侍奉里头，我常常觉得我们基督徒要学习不要似话都信。
As a minister for so many years, Reverend Lee felt that we need to be careful and not believe in everything.
因为那个会伤害我们很大的，如果听错东西。
It may cause great harm.
Yeah.第二个就是说深谋远虑，就是说教会领袖弟兄姐妹 要有长远的看见。
Secondly, you need to have a good long-term plan and to have good guidance.
箴言叫这种人叫做明慧人，明慧人。
In the Bible, it's talking about these people are
这个不容易翻就是明慧人，就是说一些人能够有长远的计划策略跟看见。
These people have long-term plan and long-term goal.
要知道我们在不但是人生的长远计划，也要了解家庭教会长远的计划，这个是我们要学习，对我们很有帮助。
A long-term plan for yourself and also for your family and also for the church. It's very important.
在这个箴言第二章十一节有一句话说，谋略必复位你，聪明必保守你。
In Proverbs 2:11 says, "Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guide you."
有时候有一个长远的计划策略，你发觉它真的能够保护到我们的生命以及我们的方向，使我们能够达到目标。
Sometimes have a long-term plan will give you guidance so that you can achieve your purpose.
第三个。智慧人的特点，我叫做要精明灵巧。
The third characteristic is to be very smart and skillful.
在箴言提到一种人叫做愚蒙人。
In the Proverbs, it mentioned the fool.
The simple.
The simple.
英文 NIV 翻成 the simple， 有时候翻成The naive， 就是愚蒙人，中文这样翻。
Translate as a simple or the naive。
什么是愚蒙人呢？
What kind of people are naive or simple？
他也不是所讲那种愚昧人的fool，不是完全是那一种。
It's not equivalent to the fool。
愚蒙人是讲到原来的希伯来文的意思是说他。很开放的意思。
The original Hebrew means actually this person is very open.
一个愚蒙人就是很开放的人。
The simple tend to be very open.
那开放有好有坏。
There's good things about this and also the bad things.
比如说，如果这个房间很热，那我们把这个大门打开的好处是空气新鲜空气进来的好处。
If a room is very hot, you open up all the windows. A good thing is good air, wind will come in.
坏处是说，当你门打开，那个老鼠也进来。
The disadvantage is that you also open yourself to other pests like rats that can come in.
所以愚蒙人就是说，他可爱的地方，他蛮开放的。
So the simple, in one sense, is very adorable that they're very open.
这些人如果你教他什么，哎，他有学到，因为他开放。
You can teach them many things and they will learn it.
那有一些人不开放也是很麻烦的。
And some people are not as open.
你跟他讲什么他都不听。
You tell them many things and they don't believe you.
这种人叫什么人呢？
What kind of people is that?
这种叫顽固。
He's the stubborn.
讲不听。
You tell them and they won't listen.
你锤子打也不开。
You hammer them and they won't understand.
因为他的思想是封闭的。
Because they're closed off.
尤其是年纪大的人有这个倾向。
Sometimes we see this in older people.
不听了，讲什么都不听。
You can tell them many things that they won't listen to you.
就是对的，他也不听，因为他不要改变。
Because they don't want to change.
所以我们叫这种叫做老顽固。
So it's an old and stubborn.
所以不开放也有麻烦，但是开放也有好处。所以为什么这一个少年人、年轻人的一个特点，就是他们很 open。
So, the advantage and disadvantage, but we can see this in many young people that they tend to be very open.
然后他们学东西学很快，他们可以接受新的思想。
They can learn things quickly. They can accept a new concept.
哎，我有一个手机，哎，我这是我的手机。
Phone.
你一看我这个手机是过时了。
You can tell this is an old phone.
对，我手机是就是打一个电话很简单，而且我通常也没打几个电话，我这个手机可以不。但是你问年轻人，他们不知道到什么 3G, 4G, 5G 去了。
So, Revenue just uses phone to make calls, doesn't use it for anything else. But if you ask some of the young people, they have all these really fancy phones.
他们用新东西用得很快，学新东西很快，到学校去，哇，很多功课他们都吸收。这个是年轻人的一个优点，因为他们 open.
For young people, many of them are very open. They can learn much from school and they can open to a lot of new ideas.
但是太 open, 不没有分辨的能力。也很麻烦。
But it's also have to be careful if you're so open and you don't have the ability to discern.
有一天你看你的这个儿子回来说，哇，怎么头上变成红的？
Or one day you make your son come back with red hair.
他说，为什么你的头发变红？因为我每个同学都是红啊。
So because all my friends have dyed their hair, so I did it too.
为什么你学到这个酗酒？因为喝酒很平常。
Why did you start drinking? Because all my friends started drinking.
所以他们哪一些坏的习惯进入他们的生命里头，是因为他们不能分别。这一类人叫做愚蒙人。
So some bad habit would be in their life also because they could not discern what is right and what is wrong. This kind of people is called a simple.
所以愚蒙人真要学习精明灵巧。
So for these people, they need to learn to be wise and to be skillful.
不要那么笨。
Don't be so stupid.
不要进到复杂的社会，你就反而没有学到好，你反而被它改变。
That in a complicated society, you don't want to be a lead to do the wrong thing.
不要说因为进入教会里头，发现人多，问题多，我们没反而自己就退缩了。
And also do not withdraw from a church just because you saw some people who have acted poorly.
那我就记得主耶稣他差派门徒出去侍奉，进入世界侍奉的时候，曾经对他们讲过一句话。
That Jesus was sending out the disciples to the world, he said one thing.
他说，我差你们去，如同羊进入狼群，所以你们要灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子。
So I'm sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore, be as shrewd as snakes and be as innocent as doves.
我在想耶稣的话的时候，有时候我想也有意思，觉得很有道理。
Jesus' words is indeed very wise and very meaningful.
耶稣在这里举了四种动物。
Here, Jesus used four kinds of animals.
一个是羊
sheep,
还有狼群
wolves,
还有蛇还有鸽子，四个动物。
Snake and doves.
所以耶稣用这四个动物教导我们很重要的功课。
He used these four animals to teach us a very important lesson.
他说：“你们是我的羊。”
You are my sheep.
那耶稣是什么呢？
Then what is Jesus?
那耶稣是牧羊人吗？
He's a shepherd.
那为什么耶稣用羊来比喻我们呢？
But why did Jesus use sheep to?
我常常在想着，为什么耶稣要用羊来比喻我们？他可以不可以说你们是我的猪
？Reverend Liu often meditate on this. Why would we call sheep in the Bible and not pigs?
耶稣说我是养猪的，你们是我的猪。
Well, Jesus said, "I'm the pig caretaker. You're the pig."
好猪主为猪舍命。
A good pig caretaker will sacrifice for the pig.
耶稣没有用这个来比喻我。
He did not use that.
因为猪
analogy.
猪没有什么好的特点。
Pig doesn't have much good characteristics.
除了整天爱找吃东西好吃的东西之外，它没有什么特点。
Pigs are usually just eating all day. Didn't have any other good thing about it.
羊又不一样。
But sheep is different.
因为羊它能够说明基督徒的一些特点。
Sheep symbolize some of the characteristics of Christians.
它的特点就是它的单纯。
Sheep is very innocent.
不复杂的基督徒。
Not complicated.
还有加上它有一种很驯良的本性。
Sheep is very obedient.
而且羊有时候喜欢群体。的生活
and sheep like to be in a herd together.
如果喜欢单独那种叫山羊
if you like to be alone, 山羊
就一直在山上跑这个绵羊都是一群的
it's like a goat for example like to be alone but the sheep like to be in a group.
你看我们就是大家喜欢聚在一起就是缘故如果你跑到外面我们叫你山羊
so as Christians we need to be together.
所以羊有还有一个特点就是说羊它依赖那个牧羊人
Sheep is also very dependent of the shepherd.
这是最大的特点
This is the most important characteristics.
耶稣说啊羊啊羊啊我差你们去你们就进入狼群
Jesus said I sent you out like sheep among wolves.
我在想哪一个牧羊人把自己的羊送到狼群去
What kind of shepherd will send your sheep out to the wolves?
对不对没有牧羊人把自己的羊送到狼群去
No shepherd will send their sheep into the wolves.
应该是保护羊群，但是你送到狼群去，那个狼不是很高兴呢？每个说我都吃饱了。
A shepherd should protect the sheep. Why would you send the sheep into the wolves?
对呀，你把羊送到狼群，那个狼群假爆料。
The wolves are very happy.
吃饱了。
They ate very full.
但是耶稣的确告诉我们，当我们进入这个。社会的时候，世界的时候，好像进入狼群。
But indeed, Jesus said, as we enter this society, that is just like sheep among wolves.
他用这个狼群来比喻这个世界。
Use wolf to describe this world.
是黑暗的。
It's dark.
是歪曲的。
It's crooked.
是没有真理的。
Without truth.
是要夺取你的好处的。
Will take advantage of you.
基本上如果我们这些羊进入到这些复杂的社会我们大概就是被狼吃掉了
so, As sheep entering in a very complicated society we could be eaten by wolves
但是下一节很重要耶稣说所以你们要灵巧像蛇驯良像鸽子
The next sentence very important Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and be as innocent as doves
那耶稣用蛇其实蛇也有正面反面的意思
A snake also have its positive and negative side.
我们一想到蛇，我们就想到蛇是什么？创世纪那个蛇很狡猾的，很狡猾的蛇。
When we hear about snake, we think about Genesis, and it's a very crafty animal.
但是耶稣没有用蛇那个反面的意思，他用蛇正面的意思，就是你知道蛇走路很灵巧的。
Snake is very quick and very smooth.
鸽子呢？象征什么
？What does dove mean?
鸽子也有两个意思。它正面的意思就是很纯洁、很驯良。
Dove also has two the positive and the negative meaning. The positive is very innocent.
反面的意思，鸽子反面的意思，大家知道不知道
？What's the negative thing about being a dove?
何西亚说，鸽子反面的意思就是愚蠢。
Hosea says, dove is like the fool.
以色列人犯罪， 先知何西阿就骂他们说你们一寸像鸽子。
When the Israelites sinned, the prophet Hosea scolded them, said they are stupid like dove.
鸽子是很单纯的。
Dove is indeed very innocent.
你看这个麻雀很精明哦，你要抓麻雀不容易抓，但是抓鸽子比较容易。
The sparrow, for example, is very smart. It's hard to catch, but doves are easier to catch.
你到公园里头，你这个米啊撒在地上，鸽子就过来吃了。
You go to the park and you give them some bread or rice, and the dove will come in.
那你丢近一点，它就近一点。
You get closer, the dove will get closer.
你说到我这里来，给它吃，它也跳上来。
You put it on your lap, and the dove will come in.
那今天晚上我们就可以吃烤乳鸽了。
Tonight, then you can eat dove for dinner. Yeah.
单纯，太单纯。
Very innocent.
那你注意，对，假使我们进入到世界，进入到复杂的环境，如果我们拿到蛇的狡猾，拿到鸽子那种愚蠢，那就被狼吃掉了。
If we go into a society and we have the craftiness of a snake.And the stupidity of a dove, you may be eaten by wolves.
如果带着这种心态进入狼群的话，那个狼群就多了一只狼。
The wolves will eat you up.
假设耶稣说，当你们进入这个世界的时候，你灵巧像蛇，驯良像鸽子，那你就得了一只狼。
But what Jesus is trying to say that you should be quick and smart like a snake, but you should be innocent as a dove.
不然的话，我们教会就少了一只羊。
Otherwise, a church will lose a sheep.
所以，圣经教导我们要懂得辨别，同时要灵巧、精明。这样的话，我们服侍主就很有果效。
So the Bible is teaching us to be able to discern, and to have good long-term plan, and to be quick and smart and be skillful.
好，第四点呢，我要讲是很不容易讲明白的一个道理。
Number four, it's a very difficult principle to explain.
我叫做以善胜恶。
Overcome evil with good.
在箴言第二十六章第四节第五节。有两句很重要的话。
In Proverbs 26, there's two sentences very important.
第四节，你没有圣经，你打开来，因为我们看一下。
If you have Bible, please open it to Proverbs 26, verses 4 and 5.
这两节经文在箴言里头是做智慧人的一个秘诀。
This is a secret to be wise in the Proverbs.
我们一同来念，中文、英文同时念。
Let's read it together.
来，预备，一二三。不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，免得他自以为有智慧。这两节经文看起来好像彼此矛盾。
These two sentences seem to be conflicting with each other.
很多人都问我这个问题，他说刘牧师，我读的这个好像不明白。
Many people ask Reverend Liu about these two verses.
那我跟他说，我自己也不是很明白。
Reverend Liu said, I'm not so sure myself.
那后来看多了，我才想到可能这个圣经要教导我们一个很重要的真理。
I believe the Bible is trying to teach us a very important principle.
好，第一个第四节，我叫做二六四原则。
The first verse is the principle of 2-6-4.
二六四就是二六二十六章第四节。你记，等我帮你记住这个二六四原则就是什么？二十六章第四节，你记住，来，你不要笑。
2-4-6 principle.
等一下，我讲完你就不敢笑了。你要笑，现在笑，等一下不能笑。
Very important.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
他说不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。
Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself.
那看着这个经文的时候，我想我们大家都明白这个道理。
I think we can understand this verse.
但是我就发现说，很多时候我们明白道理，但是不一定会去做。
Even though sometimes we know this, but we don't do it.
那有时候做了还不知道是跟这个圣经教导不符的。
Sometimes we do things that's not according to the biblical principle.
那其实这句话也没有什么好解释，就是说不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。大家明白吗？
It seems very simple.
明白吗？
Don't answer for according to his folly. 明白吗？很简单。Do you understand? It seems very simple.
哦、oh, 对啊，我今就是要举例子。
I'll give you an example.
假设说别人讲一些话，是愚昧人做一些愚昧事情，讲那些愚昧的话。
Let's say someone a fool says something that's irrelevant.
真言说你就不要用同样的话去回答他，免得你跟他一样。
Here says, don't answer him according to his folly.
但是你发现人常常不是那么容易做到这一点。
But we often cannot do it.
因为我们人其实是有时候不是那么有智慧。
Because often we lack wisdom.
有时候可以说我们也蛮愚昧的。
Often we are a fool.
还有我们其实也是罪人。
And we're sinner.
心里不一定感受出来，但是有时候我们的确是这样的情况。
We truly are sinners and foolish sometimes.
所以有时候我们对别人的冒犯，我们会有反应。
So when other people offended us, we will automatically have a response.
哎，你说我不好。
You criticize me.
那我不高兴了。
So I'm not happy.
你骂我的儿子考试不及格。
You scolded my son for not passing his exam.
我希望你的女儿嫁不出去。
I hope your daughter will never marry.
Right? 我记得我有一次在北京机场那个味千拉面，啊，刚好是要转机，我就。肚子饿我就去吃。
One time, Reverend Liu was in Beijing Airport in a ramen store.
来，那我那个女服务员把这个菜单放在我桌子上，她就走了。
The waitress dropped off the menu and left.
我就看看，哎呀，全部都是面。
It's all ramen.
因为我这个血糖比较高嘛，所以我就尽量避免吃面食。
Reverend Liu was very cautious about his blood sugar, so he tried to avoid pasta.
当然嘛，你来到面馆不吃面，有什么东西？都是面。
Of course, we walk into a ramen store. Of course, they only have ramen.
后来我就看看，哎，那个上面印了一个炒饭。
So on top, he noticed there's a fried rice.
他说面啊，饭啊，选饭算，饭也是 carbohydrate， 所以我就炒饭，我就决定炒饭。
So he decided to pick a fried rice.
哎，那个女服务员来的时候，她说要吃什么，她就，我说吃这个炒饭。
So the waitress came and then said, "What would you like to have?" And Reverend said, "I want to have fried rice."
她说没有炒饭。
She said, "We don't have any fried rice."
我当时只是想，哎，这个明明印在这里哈、哦，怎么会没有？我就想了解一下，不是说要责问他、责怪他，我是说，没怎么会没有炒饭印在这里？是不是最近闹饥荒没有米啊？这样的事，我只是想 curious， 我就
he was curious and trying to find out. So how come you printed that there's fried rice and you didn't have any fried rice？
对，我就怎么会没有炒饭呢
？How come there's no fried rice？
我想我讲也是不凶的。
Reverend Liu was not very angry or loud.
他说，跟你说没有炒饭。
She said, "I told you there's no fried rice."
我在中国不知道吃饭吃了几百次，从还没有人。拍我的桌子啊、嗯、
！The never in China, the waitress will hit the table.
人家都说欢迎，欢迎，欢迎。
Most people say, "Oh, welcome, welcome."
你想我应该怎么回应他
？So how should I respond to her?
哎， 你知道我是谁吗？
Do you know who I am?
我是不是我想是不是你知道我是谁吗
Should I tell her, do you know who I am?
刘少平啊刘少吉的少邓小平的平
Reverend Liu The famous Reverend Liu
你没有看到我自己笔吗
Did you see my Mont Blanc?
骂他几句叫你的老板来
炒
你的鱿鱼
Should I scold her and ask my manager and ask them to fire her?
我不能这样对他讲话
No, I should not do
为什么因为我下一站是要到一个地方教那些传道人真言书教他怎么做智慧人我怎么可以讲这话
I was there to teach the Christians there how to be wise according to the Proverbs How can I do that?
哎呦我今天讲了也没关系，我说就随便叫个面，我说就这个面好了，我也无所谓。
So okay, it's alright. Just order a ramen.
第一，我也没有那么多时间；第二，这些小孩子啊，他们可能农村来，那这个我也不觉得什么重要，我也不介意他。
Number one, Reverend Liu didn't have the time. Number two, she's just a young person. So really didn't want to argue with her.
有时候在生命里头，常常有别人讲话冒犯我们。
In our life, we will encounter people offend us with their words.
可能有些人也拍我们的桌子。
Some people will hit the table and argue with you.
可能有些人跟我们吵架。
Some people will argue with you.
做一些对我们伤害我们的事情。
Or hurt us.
在家里也好，在教会也好，在社会也好。
At home, at church, or in the society.
要怎么回应这些事情，可以决定。我们是不是愚昧，还是我们有智慧
？How we respond to this situation will determine if we are wise or foolish.
一般上人的回应有两种，一种叫做 passive aggressive.
The two types some people respond with passive aggressive behavior.
Passive aggressive 就是说你冒犯我，我就不跟你讲话。
You offended me, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
我不跟你讲，我也不让你知道，我不跟你讲。
I won't tell you, but I won't talk to you either.
我就避开你。
And just avoid you.
我不高兴，那我不出声。
I'm not happy. I'm not going to talk to you anymore.
长期保持这种心理。
That you keep this in your heart for a long time.
其实是一种反面的一种报复。
It's a very negative revenge.
以前有一对夫妻啊，两个人吵架，不讲话了。
Before there was a couple, they fought, so they stopped talking to each other.
啊，坚持很久。
They insist on not talking to each other.
两三个月，一句话都不
讲。Two or three months, no talking.
那不讲话，两个人生活在一起，总是要有一些沟通吗？
But since they're living together, they need to have some sort of communication.
怎么沟通呢？
How do you communicate?
写字条。
They write little notes for each other.
有人打电话给你，请你回电。
Someone call, please call back.
记得要去买东西，就用字条。
Remember to buy milk.
有一天，这个丈夫有一个很重要的 appointment.
One day, the husband has a very, very important appointment.
对他终于讲话了。
So finally, he spoke.
他对他妻子说：“明天很重要的 appointment， 你早上六点一定要叫我。”
He told his wife, I have a very important appointment tomorrow. You have to wake me up at 6 a.m.
哦，对不起，我搞错。其实他也没有讲话，他就写这个字条，然后就贴在太太那一个墙壁上。
He wrote a note to his wife, please wake me up at 6 a.m.
他太太也看见这个字条。
His wife saw it.
好，明天早上五点六点。
Next day, 6 a.m.
他太太也写一个字条。
His wife wrote a note.
时间到了，请起身，又贴在床头上。
Time's up, please get up and post it.
哎呀，这样这个叫 passive aggressive， 就是我就用反面的方式来跟你挑战对抗，不跟你讲话，离家出走。
A classic passive aggressive behavior to respond in such a way.
还有一种就是采取这里所讲的，你就是你说一王话，我也讲给你听。
The second response is just to say the same thing. You say foolish things to me, I will also say foolish things to you.
你不高兴，我也不高兴。
You're not happy, then I'm not happy.、Either.
你要吵，我吵得比你更大。
You want to argue, I will argue with you.
你打我的左脸，我打你的右脸。
You hit me, I will hit you back.
你打我的儿子，我打你的孙子。
You hit my son, I'll hit your grandson.
但是当我们一这样回应的时候，真的是说你跟他差不多一样。
If you respond this way, then you're the same as a person.
我们并没有因为人做不好，我们自己彰显我们的品格，反而我们的品格变成跟他们一样差劲。
In this response, you actually become as low as that person.
那我们要求主帮助我们了解这些真理，做一个有智慧的人。
We ask God to help us to understand this truth and to be a wise person.
如果一个人不好，他这样弄，我们全体人因为反应，他就全体人跟他差不多一样。
One person responded in this way, and everyone responded back and forth. It would never end.
好，二六五很重要。
And the second principle, 265.
不要照愚昧的以往，要怎么？不要照怎么？第啊，
要
照愚昧的以往话回答他，免得他自以为有智慧。
Answer for according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes.
那前面那个二六四的照，就是说他的坏，你他用坏的，我也用坏，这是照。
Verse 4, if they answer something poor, bad, and we should not respond bad.
265的原则说，当他用坏的时候，我要看那一个情况怎么样回应，用个好的方式回应，这个照，你明白我的意思吗？
And number 5, talking about answering back in a good way,
yeah.
Not according to the evil.
如果他出这一招，那我就想你这是什么招，我要搞清楚啊。
So, you need to understand how to respond.
那我再回一个绝招啊，这个是招，意思说不能够以恶报恶，而什么要以善什么胜恶啊。
Not repay evil with evil, but repay evil with good.
哦，这个就很难。
This is actually very difficult to do.
要怎么样可以做到？当一个人他用愚昧的方式来对我的时候，我要怎么回应他呢？
How can you respond to someone who says something foolish to you?
好，我们再回到这个味千拉面。
Let's come back to this the ramen store.
那我当时我就很没有很多时间，所以我的回应很简单，我也没有什么骂他，也没有怪他。我就吃个面嘛，又不是什么了不起的事情，我就走了。
He didn't have much time. He didn't want to scold her, so he just ordered ramen and that's it.
但是我也没有机会告诉他，哎，小姐，你这样做其实是不好的，你知道吗？
I didn't have opportunity to tell her that why you should not say it this way as a waitress.
我想还有很多事情可以教导他。
I think many things we can teach her.
上次没机会，我在想下后来啊，十月我就去中国，我就。去那个面馆找他。
Maybe next time when I come back in October, I will go to the ramen store to look for her.
所以我要找他。我找他做什么呢？
Why do I want to go look for her?
我要跟他讲，你记得吗？我就是上次你拍桌子那一个客人啊。
I want to tell her I was a customer last time that you were rude to me and you were hit the table.
你知道吗？我现在全美国都讲那个故事啊，你那个故事啊。
Now I tell this story all over America.
你出名了。
You're famous.
假设我真的有机会跟他谈，我可能告诉他，哎，你这样做不好。然后甚至我告诉他，我甚至有机会跟他传福音，说不定。
If I have opportunity to talk to her, maybe I can teach her something, and maybe I can even preach a gospel message.
可是那一次我进去面馆，我每个小姐穿的衣服一样，我认不出是哪一个了。
Reverend Liu did go back to a ramen store, but he couldn't recognize which waitress it was.
也不晓得她还在不在，结果找不到。
He couldn't find her.
耶稣曾经就这个事情教导过我们，他说你们听见有话说要以眼还眼，以牙还牙，只是我告诉你们不要与恶人作对，有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打，有人想要告你，要拿你的里衣，连外衣也要由他拿去，有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里，有求告你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推迟。
Jesus has a teaching in Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. You have heard that it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to walk, to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
对耶稣的道理其实很简单，不要以讹报讹，以眼还眼，要什么？以善来审恶。
So Jesus' teaching was very simple: do not repay evil with evil, but you should repay evil with good.
以爱心来回报仇恨。
Use love to repay hatred.
以善良来对付邪恶。
Use goodness to overcome evil.
用智慧来对付愚昧。
Use wisdom to respond to foolishness.
所以想起来也容易明白的。
It's easy to understand.
但是怎么能够做得到呢？
But how can we accomplish? How can we live it out?
箴言说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The proverb says, fear the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
Those who know the Lord are the wise.
愿神赐恩给弟兄姐妹。
May God bless you, brothers and sisters.
让弟兄教会继续在主里蒙恩。
So the church will continue to be blessed by God.
Yeah, 再次谢谢刘少平牧师给我们一个这么美好的属灵的盛宴。We want to thank Reverend Liu again for this very sumptuous spiritual feast that he presented to us at the beginning of the year. 不过我要讲说，我认得味千拉面的其中一个老板，是洛杉矶国语金星会的会友。I also know one of the owners of the ramen shop that you mentioned. She attends the Mandarin Baptist Church of Los Angeles. 我们现在 in order to express our unity in Christ, so today we would like to have the Lord's Supper together. 为了表示我们在主里的合一，所以我们今天是一起来领受圣餐。我们请大家一起站立，唱一首诗歌504首，作为我们新年的祷告。也请要分饼分杯的执事在唱诗的时候到前面来准备。Let us sing this hymn as our prayer in the new year. Yes.感求主我的忧忧悲
不然
红尘所转的与修中不是愿主愿继续的愿的 是由来，你恳求我祝福愿意，无论在地或天，因为主而活，思念。各位请坐，愿这个诗歌成为我们新年的祷告。Please be seated. May this hymn become our prayer for the new year. 我们今天在领受圣餐的时候，